וידבר השם, וידבר השם למשה, על משה אחד עם השני בני אהרון בקרבתו לפני השם בימוס. השם עשה את משה, after the death of the שני בני אהרון בקרבתו, when they came near לפני השם בימוס. Lot of verbosity. Rashi. וידבר השם למשה אחד עם השני בני אהרון, מה תמלמי? What is the pasuk coming here to say? What is the pasuk coming here to say? Hayyur of Elaz bin Azariah Moshlai will give a marshal. Marshal Lechoylish Nichnas Lefnei Etzlai Reife. Okay, you see right here from Rashi that in Tamar Chazal that doctors made house calls. It says a choyle, Shenichnas Etzlai Reife. The doctor came to him. Since when does a doctor come to the patient? What does that mean? Today, you ever hear of a doctor making a house call today? Is there such a thing today? It's certainly not the norm. Maybe you'll find cases, but over here the doctor comes to the right.
Yeah, in Corona there is. They put together a bunch of doctors. They should make calls instead of you going to the hospital. They make the calls.
Okay, it's a very rare thing, but this was the norm. Obviously, the way Rashi said this was the norm, when the doctor comes to the chayla. Amar loy, al toich al tsoinin. Do not eat cold items. The al tishkav be tachov. What does that mean? Bitachol. I don't know what that means. And do not lie down. I don't have no idea what the word means. Okay. Bo'achar v'yomaloi al toichal tzoynein. Another one says, comes as exactly the same.
Bitachol in moist places.
That's what it means. Okay. Good. In humidity. Don't go lie down with this humidity. Bo'achar v'yomaloi exactly the same thing. He says to him, Bole al toichal tzayin, exactly the same thing. The al tishkav b'tachov, don't lie down in hot places. Shloi Thomas, the second actus. I'll give you an example. I'll show you the statistics. The Shloi Thomas k'del shemes plim, just like this other person died. So which doctor is the better doctor? The first doctor, or the second doctor. You have two doctors giving you basically the same advice, but the second doctor is saying, "Oh, yeah, I have proof, because if you're going to do what this person did, then here's the proof, and then these are the statistics. Then you're going to die. So ze zarza yoyser min harishon. The second one encourages him more than the first. Lekach nemar acharei moy shnei bnei aharon. So here Rashi here is telling us the reason why it says over here acharei moy shnei bnei aharon is to teach you the next lesson. Pasuk Beis is going to teach you the law of Daber al Aaron Achicha v'al Yovoy v'choleis al Kodesh. Don't just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever you want. That was the mistake of the Bnei Aharon. The Bnei Aharon, Nadav Aviyah, they brought an Eish Zorah Shaloi Tzivoy Tzivoy. Hashem did not command them. They did whatever they wanted to do, and that's why they suffered their fate. So over here, Hashem over here is saying, Achrei Mois, Rashi is coming to teach you. Achrei Mois is not in the timeline, because I mean, here's a very big question. When exactly did this parsh take place? Parsh Achimois is all about Yom HaKippurim. And I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe we'll see someone, but I don't know when it took place. It would seem that if you wouldn't know better, it would took place Erev Yom Kippur, or a week before Yom Kippur, or, you know, Chodesh Elul. When do you have to learn about the laws of Yom Kippur? You learn laws of Yom Kippur when you reach the Zman of Yom Kippur. So when did Nadav Aviu die in Chodesh Nisan? They died 6 months ago. Between the death of Nadav Aviu, which took place in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Yom HaKippurim is exactly 6 months and 15 days. And 10 days. 6 months and 10 days. So if Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, somewhere in the ballpark near Yom Kippur to get ready for Yom Kippur, so when it says Acharei Mos, it can't mean time, because it's a very long time. So what do you want to suggest? No, ein hachanami. This entire parasha of Yom HaKippurim was taught to Moshe and Aaron right after the Petira, during Chodesh Nisan. Okay, it's Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Chodesh Nisan. Nadav Aviu dies. And it says Acharei Mois, simply means Acharei Mois means the next day. Now we know Parsha Shemini, going back 2 weeks, Parsha Shemini, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Hashem taught Aaron the laws of Shesuya Yayin, don't drink wine. There were things that happened immediately afterwards, in the aftermath of the Chanukah Samishkan. And then there was Pesach, right? Pesach was around the corner. So, but I guess you want to say Zachrimos is during that time. Immediately following the death, the Petir of Nadav Avihu, Hashem spoke to Moshe and told him about Yom HaKippurim. And he told him the only time that Aaron can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is only when he goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he follows the laws of Yom HaKippurim. And Hashem is warning Aaron, warning Moshe, don't be like Nadav va'Avihu. Nadav va'Avihu, they died because they entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without, because they went b'chol eis. And don't let it happen to you. Learn a lesson. So this is how Rashi learns. Achrimos is a lesson. Shnei v'nei Aaron b'karvosel v'nei Hashem v'yimusu. That's all Rashi's in this pasuk. That's the whole lesson of this pasuk. Now let's look at the Tari time where it says, Umelel Hashem v'mayisha bosa d'misu. After they died, train b'nei Aaron b'kor roi v'hoin isha sa. Okay, now here we have an extra word. Over here, the Targum is doing something that is not his style. Where he's telling us over here the word Karbasol Fnei Hashem, the Targum almost never does something like this. He's telling us what they did. They brought an Eish Zora, a strange fire. But that's not what the Unkelist does. Unkelist likes to translate the words literally. This is something typical of the Targum Yonis and Menuziel that will go and give us some commentary. And he'll tell us exactly what does it mean they came near Hashem and they died. Over here he's saying they brought Ishoso Nuchreso, a strange fire. Ish Zora, Kodom Hashem Umisu, and they died. So let's see, Dimisu. The Tirgame Kiilu Hoyolosh Nakasa Achre Shemesu. Now the first thing over here is Basar Dimisu. First, Diki's making in the Ma'at Sari is when it says Acharimos, Basar Dimisu. Ki'ilu hoye loshna kosav achare shemesu. So that's also a commentary. It's not what it says. Achare mos. Mos is lashon yochid. After the death of the shnei b'nei aharoi. That's not what the Targum says. He says dimisu b'lashon rabin. If the Targum was true to the pasuk, he would say achare Bosar demis. Why did the Targum mean a vav after they died? Okay, he's not explaining over here. Let's go for it. Maybe we'll see more. We'll see. Bosar kilu hoyolosh nakos of acharei shemesu. The Targum here is not being accurate. Let's go further. Bikoro vehoin ishasa nuch reisa. They offered a strange fire. Tikim behakrivam eish zara. The translation, they offered a strange fire. Kiloshna mikra in Bibamidbar, Venera, like it says in Bibamidbar, where the pasuk there records what exactly they did. They were makriv in Eish Zara. Venera shadaito kabi akiva, shabashvil hakrava sakatoris mesu. Now we know in the Gemara there are many different reasons as to why the Bnei Aaron died. I think the Gemara gives 13 reasons, something like that. Many reasons why they died. They did not get married. They were waiting for Moshe and Aaron to die so they can take over. By Matan Torah, they were eating. They were disrespectful to Hashem by Matan Torah. And they were by Yochlu, by Yishtu. They were eating. There was Gaiva, there was this. There all these different reasons. And over here, the Targum goes out of his way to say, but the Pasuk says, Beferish. They were Makrev an Eish Zora. It says that in Bamidbar. And here the Targum adds that into the Pasuk. Now, and that is a big subject of discussion. Fine, that's all he says here. Aval ayin Ramban, Shehiksha, the Ramban is the question. Shehiksha, lama lo kasa b'hakrivam, b'hakrivam, shaloshan b'hakrivam, shaloshan b'karvasam. The word in the pasuk b'karvasam, mashma shehin atzmam bohu karov. Umipas, because of koshizah, because of this difficulty, perish by fanacher. So this is another question over here, and that is another question over here. It says bekarva son. They, the mashmoyis of this pasuk is that the sin of Nadav Avihu has nothing to do with the fire. The word karva son has to do with they brought their own neshamis. They entered into a place that they did not belong. The pasuk in Bamidbar says b'hakrivam. Eish Zorah, they offered a strange fire. Now, if you take this pasuk literally, it would be mashma, our pasuk, that even if they would have entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without offering ketores, they would have died. The sin was just entering into a location that they do not belong. They came near Lifnei Hashem. You don't belong here. What are you doing here? Look at Megillas Esther. In Megillas Esther, Esther says to Ahasuerus that if I come, don't you know that if you come before the Melech and if the king does not call you and you enter into his chamber, that is suicide. That automatically the person will be killed. Now, when Esther made that statement, it says just her presence. Her presence doesn't say that if he'll come before her and he'll bring him a gift, she'll do something inappropriate. She said, just my physical body in the king's inner chamber is a death penalty, is a crime and is subject to a death penalty. And that's seemingly what it says over here, Bikar Vosom, they came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim where they do not belong. Yet, later, in Parashas Bamidbar, when the Pasuk there records what happened, it says the crime was not coming in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If that would have been all that they'd have done, nothing would have happened to them. The mashmos of there is because they offered an Esh Zara. They offered a carbon that is incorrect. And that's a much greater sin, to offer a carbon that's not correct. So what is it? Which one is it? And the psukim are mashma very different things. So we had to add to the mystery. The Targum over here says, Bikar Rove Hoin. He doesn't say Bikar Vasam. He translates the word when they offered in Ishasa Nuchre Sa a strange fire. The Ketores. Kodam Hashem. So the Targum is bending backwards to mistranslate the word Bikar Vasam, as it says in Bamidbar. And the primary sin is the Ketores. Meaning, if they only would have come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nothing would have happened to them. That is the mashmos. And that's not so simple, because it's not really what the word says. And in fact, the Ramban disagrees with the Targum Golos. Okay, so let's just hold back for one more. Maybe we'll be able to put something together in a few moments. Okay, so umisu, they died. Now, the word umisu is repetitive. It's superfluous. They died. Okay, let's go back to the pasuk. What does the pasuk say again? It says vayomusu. Now notice, when the pasuk begins, it says achare mos, death. It doesn't say the b'loshon rabim. The Targum translated with mos to mean mesu. At the end of the pasuk, it says b'kar v'sal of ne'hashem vayomusu, they died. Why is that necessary? Why is it necessary for the pasuk to repeat the fact that they died twice? Targum, in fact, translates vayomusu both places, umisu, exactly the same way. In the beginning, he says, demisu, achremos, basar demisu. At the end of the pasuk, umisu. So the Targum makes the question worse. If you'll go and you'll take note that the word is spelled differently in the first, second time, then maybe you can have a drasha why there's a change. But according to the Targum, the word is exactly the same in both places, so why the repetition? So let's see what it is. Kas Rabbeinu Bechaye, Sheyitochei Lefarish, Keifel HaLoshem Yisrael Shel Pasuk, Ki'inyin Targuma Shel Unkelish Al, Yechi Reuven V'Al Yomos. So here we have over here two deaths. He's saying something very, very spooky. Kabbalistic things. Now this is a Gemara, and the Gemara, he writes it, Inyin Gittul Neshamas. Let's not even go there. Let's not even go down that path. But basically, there's a very famous question. It says by Moshe Rabbein, who was mispalul for Reuven, let Reuven live, and he shall not die. Now that's repetitive. If Reuven is alive, of course he's not going to die. Why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to repeat himself in the positive and the negative regarding Reuven? And the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says he shall live in the next world. And Va'al Yomos means to a degree he should not be sidelined. Okay, make believe in this world. There are people who live, but their heart is beating, and that's about it. They're not productive. The aliamos means he should not be just, you know, just sitting around up there in Shemaim and doing nothing. He should be a participant in the activities that are taking place. He should be able to participate in whatever they do there. No one came back to tell us what goes on over there, but there must be some type of activities. Maybe there's entertainment. Maybe there is, I don't know, who knows what goes on over there. But there's activities. And just like in this world, there are people that are alive, they don't do anything with their time, they just waste their time. So that's called a death when a person just does nothing. So therefore, that's the repetition. So here, he wants to say something very, very frightening. Very frightening about another Ve'aviyu. They died a double death. Acharei Mois, they died death number one. They left this world. And then they died another death. There's another death in the next world. Now we don't, I mean, we have no idea, we have no right to say this about the holy Nadav Aviv, who are extremely holy, but this is what he's trying to suggest, that we do find in the Torah multiple layers of death. We know there's something called Kares, there's something called Misa v'Deshamayim, there's death in this world. Even in this world, an Oni is Choshev Kimeis. Person has Tsaras, Choshev Kimeis. Misha Ein Leibonim is Choshev Kimeis. Okay, a person who's poor is Choshev Kimeis. There are different types of death. There are many, many layers of death in this world. And in the next world, there are also layers of death. Skores, Misa Deshamayim. I have no idea what all these things are. No one knows what these things are, but there are many different layers of death in this world and the next world. And therefore, he's trying to suggest the reason why the pasuk here repeats death is acharei mois. That's death number one. The misu, they died. That was the first death. And then it says, because of Hashem vayomusu, there was a second death in the next world. Okay, so that's all we have over here in this pasuk. Now let's try to make some sense out of everything we have over here. We have over here the main points that we have come across over here to put this puzzle together. Let's try to make some sense out of this. Is Hashem speaks to Moshe, acharei mois. The word mois over here is not seemingly the correct grammatical word. Achar shemesu. There were two people who died, Nadav Aviv, and yet it refers to them in the singular. It's a Shnei B'nei Aaron, but it calls them Mos. And then it says, B'karvasam l'fnei Hashem, they came near Hashem, Vayomusu, they died a second death, B'lashon Rabbim. Another difficulty we have over here is, B'karvasam, they came near Hashem, they came close to Hashem, where it says later on in Parshas Bamidbar that the sin of the Nadav V'Aviyu was they offered an Eish Zara. So what was it? Was it because they went to a location where they do not belong? Don't krich where you don't belong. Someone always used to tell that to me. Don't krich where you don't belong. Don't crawl. If you don't belong here, don't go there. It's not your place. They went to a place they do not belong. And it says they died. But it says later on in Parashas Bamidbar, the reason why they died was because they brought a ketores that was Shaloi Kedem. What was it? What does Rashi say? Rashi makes the mystery. Rashi doesn't argue with the Targum, doesn't even quote the Targum, doesn't even want to bother the Targum. But Rashi makes a massive point over here and telling us over here the whole purpose of this pasuk over here is to say to Moshe is, don't do what they did. Don't do. Now, there's something hidden over here. Something hidden over here. Because Rashi says there are two doctors. Rashi over here says there are two doctors in this pasuk. It's Dr. Fauci and Dr. Berg. Two doctors. Whatever happened to Dr. Berg? She just disappeared off the face of the earth. Whatever happened to her? Okay, so my time alone, my high realism is I'm Marshall Choyle, Shnichnas Etzloi Roife. Doctor number one. Amaloi. Don't eat cold food. don't lie in a hard place. I'm not sure what that word means. It means with moisture, okay? Betachov, I have to Google this word. Okay, don't lie in a place where there's too much moisture. Bo'acher, another person came along. Notice it doesn't say another doctor. I don't know if you can really make such a deal, but it doesn't say another doctor, but it says bo'acher, another, let's just say it's another doctor. Same exact instructions, but he adds one more word. Let me show you the statistics. Let me show you what happens to people that go down this path. They die. Ze, doctor number two. Zorzo yoy seminarishom. That's why it says acharei mois minayar. Now, if you take this, and you take the uncleus, I think we're going to be able to develop some type of message over here. What was the question that everyone's struggling? Verbosity. There is verbosity. Okay? Does the Ersht Zach. And then it says, Bekarvasam lefnei Hashem. Well, let's put that those words together. Let's not even clear. Okay, Bnei Aaron. And then it says, Vayamus. Let me ask you a question. Before we go further, ask you a question. We have here Acharei Moish Shnei Bnei Aaron. They died. The Shnei Bnei Aaron, the two sons. The end of the pasuk it says Vayamusu. They died. In the middle, we have the words Bikarvo Sam Lefnei Hashem. Question is, are the words Bikarvo Sam Lefnei Hashem part of the beginning of the pasuk? Or are the words Bukhar Vassal of Ne Hashem part of the end of the Pasuk? Where would you put Bukhar Vassal of Ne Hashem? Where would you put it? What is it coming? They came near Hashem. What does that mean exactly? They came near Hashem. So I want to make for you the following wild suggestion based upon everything we've learned together. The reason why this expression is vague is because the truth is, they're multidimensional. There are two, it's going backwards and forwards. Like one of those psukim dava, mikvash elam hechreya. We're going to read it twice. Vayidavash Moshe acharei mois, shnei b'nei Aaron. You know why they died? They died because b'karvas lefnei Hashem, period. That's doctrine number one. Doctrine number, now, I mean Rashi. As doctor number two comes along and he says, Bikarvasam lefnei Hashem vayamusta. He repeats, you take the same exact expression, but now you put it with the word vayamusa. Now, if you're repeating it twice, why are you repeating it twice? Because there were two sins. There was a sin of, as the words say, Bikarvasam lefnei Hashem. And that could either, that we know the target Unkelus goes out of his way to say that means, it means they brought an Eish Zora, a fire, they brought Ketores. But the Ramban says, what are you talking about? Doesn't say that here. Where did you get that from? You got that from Bamidbar. That's not what it says here. You've gone way too far. It means simply, they went to a place they do not belong. So we have, and I'm trying to suggest to you, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim, and we're going to add Rashi to the mix, because the first part of the pasuk is doctor number one, and the second approach is doctor number two. Now, so in other words, doctor number one, Rashi says there are two doctors here. There are two doctors warning you, don't do this, because if you do this, you're going to die. Don't do this. This doctor that was very specific, he's the one that let's is very specific. Now let me go back to clarify the Rashi. Both doctors tell the person they're going to die. Both doctors. The only difference between Doctor A and Doctor B, Doctor Fauci and Doctor Berg, is Doctor one of the two doctors gives you names of people who actually died. And they tell you the name of the people who actually died. Oh, that guy died. He was my favorite television show host. The other doctor just says, I'm telling you, if you do this, you're going to die. I'm a doctor, trust me. So Raj, the one that gives you a name is you got to watch out for. Doctor number one here is the second doctor. Vayidabra Hashem Moshe. Acharei Moshe Shnei B'nei Aaron B'kor V'Samu F'nei Hashem, period. We have here, we're listing the B'nei Aaron. We're listing, we're giving you names. This is the second doctor. And he says, and he tells you, you know why they died? B'kor V'Samu F'nei Hashem. What did they do? What did they do? We can play both ways, but let me just suggest for the moment, maybe emotional, is they went to a place they don't belong. They went to a place they don't belong. That's relevant for you. Because when I'm going to speak to you, I'm going to say, Al Yavoi, the Al Yavoi B'chol Eis HaKodesh. The pasuk here does not tell you about Ketores. When the pasuk gives you a warning, don't just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever you want. It says just don't go where you don't belong. The Al Yavoi B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. Don't go where you don't belong. Thus, Aaron's sons did two very terrible things. Number one, they offered a Ketores. Number two, they went to a place they don't belong. What's relevant for you? What's relevant for you is don't go where you don't belong. And here I'm going to tell you, don't go where you because of some of the Hashem. We're going to translate it literally. Don't bring yourself before Hashem. And thus, don't get the result of the most Shnei B'nei Aaron. Don't be like the B'nei Aaron who died. You don't need the word Vayamusu. You don't need that. Superfluous. You don't need that. But there's a second message. And that is B'nei Aaron. Let me read it like this. Let me read it a little bit differently, maybe. The B'nei Aaron. B'kar v'asam l'fnei Hashem Vayamusu. Oh, no. That's not. Shnei B'nei Aaron. B'kar v'asam l'fnei Hashem Vayamusu. Let's leave out the words acharei mos. That was Rashi's point. The point of acharei mos is watch out. Watch out. It's going to happen. There's a second mess. It's just a record. A record. The record is there's shnei b'nei Aaron. What happened? B'kar v'asam l'fnei Hashem b'yamusu. The shnei b'nei Aaron. Okay, well, I'm talking in circles now. Scratch that. Let's just go to when a person is b'karvasam lefnei Hashem. If a person will go to a place where they don't belong, then vayamusu they will die. I want to reverse what I said before and say that when it is b'karvasam lefnei Hashem vayamusu means going near. I don't really know. I don't know. I'm getting that. Maybe we should leave out that part because I don't have clarity in that part. But what I do want to suggest to you is that when Rashi over here says this very bizarre comment, and he gives us a mashal that there are two doctors, and one doctor is being more specific than another, Rashi is indirectly telling us that in this pasuk there are two separate statements. And you have to be creative in reading the pasuk twice. And that's not a difficulty. When we learn in the morning Nach, we do that all the time. In fact, the psukim are designed deliberately to be understood in that way, where you should repeat certain expressions twice to have an understanding of what the pasuk is. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving, there is a double statement. Statement number one is, I want to give you a warning, a person should not go to a makom where you don't belong. You don't go to a makom where you don't belong. In general. And then there is another statement being said over here where don't be like so-and-so because so-and-so died and you'll suffer the same fate. And that's why the word vayamusu is appearing twice. One word, achrei mos shnei b'nei aroin, that is doctor number two, who is not just telling you don't be guilty of the Karvasa Lufnei Hashem, because then you're going to be just like the Bnei Aaron, and Rachman Ulstan, they can be most, they can be deaf. And then there's the other doctor that says, don't be guilty of Bikar Vasam Lefnei Hashem, because Vayamusu. And we're not giving examples. I'm not giving examples. I'm just telling you what the rules are. So and that's why Vayamusu, you have to be a little creative in reading this, in trying to make sense out of this, but that's my suggestion of taking all of this together. The fact that we have the repetition, Vayamusu versus Mos, okay, there are more variables which need to be worked out, and the word Mos here is B'loshon Yochid, here it's B'loshon Rabim. The word B'kar V'Samal Lefnei Hashem, we have two different translations. One is the Eish Zara, and the other is just going to a place where you do not belong. And Rashi is telling us in this pasuk the mashal of a double doctor, two doctors. It has to be that all of these variables come together, and they have to match up in one way or another. I don't have clarity. I don't know how to match it up, and if the whole thing is total nonsense to begin with. But if there is some truth to it, that would explain why we have a double. We have a doubling over of the word Vayamusu, and we can take the word B'kar V'Asam Lefnei Hashem and we can read it with the end of the Pasuk, or we can read B'kar V'Asam Lefnei Hashem and read it with the beginning of the Pasuk. When it comes to the Achrei Moshe Shnei B'nei Aaron, why don't B'kar V'Asam Lefnei Hashem, period. And the second actor is being very specific. But then not everyone is ready to hear what the second actor has to say. Maybe that's too harsh for some people. For some people, they don't want to hear other examples of people who die. They can't deal with that. They just want to hear general instructions, and they'll take their own risks. All right, we'll leave it with that. Let's go on for a few more moments. The next pasuk. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Dabar Aaron Melachicha, speak to Aaron your brother. Tell him the Himinako, whatever he wants. The Kodesh, Mibes LaParoches. Where's the Kodesh? The Kodesh Hakodashim, the base LaParoches. With the word Mibes, it means within the Paroches. The Paroches that's mavel between the Kodesh Hakodashim, El Pnei HaKaparis, in front of the Kaparis. Asher al ha'arayn v'lo yamos, and he will not die. Now Hashem is giving Aaron instructions. Ki be'anan, in a cloud, eir el ha'kaparis, the way you will appear will be with a cloud. You come into the, when you come, you come with the Ketores, one of the Ketores, as the Pasuk Gimel on Yom Kippur. Let's see over here what it says over in the Rashi. Rashi over here, Pasuk Beit, says, v'yom Hashem al-Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron, achiv v'yal yavay sh'lo yamos k'derech shemei subanav. What's going on? Rashi over here is repeating basically the same thing. Okay, it's the same idea. Hashem first spoke to Moshe, and now Hashem is telling Moshe to speak to Aaron, giving him the same message. Don't be keder shemei subanav. V'lo yamos shim bahu meis. Now maybe you can say is that to Moshe, Hashem gave the double instruction, sent two messages, like the two doctors. But to Aaron, he only gave, only one doctor spoke to Aaron. To Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi made this whole long drasha that it's like there are two doctors. One gives you examples and one does not. But when Moshe then gives the same message, he has instructions to repeat the same idea to Aaron, here there's only one doctor. The doctor that gives you examples. Why? Why was Aaron different than Moshe? Well, I guess Aaron was no gavda, he lost his two sons. So for him, it hit home much more than it hit home for Moshe. I always appear in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I always appear in the Akibe on Eroya. Now this is a very important Rashi. Most people like me, they don't know Chumash, and they make their mistake and think. Kibe on Eroya means that when you do come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you only come in when you offer the Ketores. You come in on Yom HaKippurim and you bring the Ketores, you have a shovel of coals, and you have the ingredients of the Ketores, and you pour the coals, on the Ketores on the coals. So it says, that's not what the Pasuk means. It does not mean that it's your cloud. Ki be'onon e'ra'e means 24/7, Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim, during the time of the Mishkan, Hashem's divine presence was resting upon the Aron, and the Onan here is Hashem's cloud, like the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod was there all the time. Anani HaKavod wasn't just the On Sukkos, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki be'onon eireh, ki tamid ani nireh sham im amud anoni. Ulefi shegilui shechinasi sham, since the gilui shechin is there, ye zoher shlo yar gilavo, ye should not come and zeb shoot, that is the pshat. Okay, so, umidrashoi, as like I told you before, lo yavoi ki im be'onon be'anakatares, be'yom ha-kipurim, the medrash is, the drasha is, that the Onan, the subject of the word Onan, is the Ketores, the cloud, that you create on Yom HaKippur. It's a very beautiful Rashi. We have with the Pasuk Ki B'Onan, there are two clouds. There is Hashem's cloud, and there is our cloud. Hashem's cloud is there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim 24/7. Our cloud is only there, was only there, one day a year when the Aaron he lights the Ketores. When it says here in the Pasuk Ki Be'anon Eireh Al HaKapores, Rashi is presenting us two perushim as to what that means. Who is the subject of the cloud? Is it Hashem's cloud, or is it the cloud of the Kohen Gadol who creates it by presenting the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim? What does the Targum say? Targum says, Bida, okay, Pasuk Gimel, Bida Yehei Olel with the following. I'm sorry, it's the wrong Pasuk. Is it the right Pasuk? No, Pasuk Beis. Okay, V'amar Hashem V'Hashem Olel Imaron Achuch, your brother. V'lo Yehei Olel B'chol Idon. He may not enter every time he wants L'kutcha Migov to the Kodesh. Migov means from within, L'fa Ruchta, inside the Parechas. L'kdom Kofurta, in front of the kapires, the al aroina, the lo yomus, should not die, are because, ba'anono, in a cloud, anon miskilei, I reveal myself, al base kapore, upon the kapires. Now, let's see what he says over here in the ma'at, sorry, pasuk beis. Very quickly, we're out of time. Yehei olil, yehei bo nechnas, chen tegin yekaman, v'lo yitergi v'lo ye'ol, klosh nakosu, v'lak m'nish ha'shen, chanot ha'mikra, al t'midas ha'pula. V'ulai ratz lema, sh'afil v'sedech ha'vayda, sh'alim yipur, b'par v'sor sh'ohim nechnas, v'choy ze nechnas, k'o makam al yase, kein b'shoyim ha'sa shana, ki yim b'yam ha'kipur, m'kumo shakosu v'rashi. Okay, this is a different topic. That's a lot, and he's talking about over here, a vil negoin, explains what that means, but not for now. Migov inside, perish mibes hu mifnim, find this symbol. Anon miskalea. Here's the part we want to come to. I reveal Targum Eira Ebloshn Hoyve, the Chalnos of Tomrani Nirasham im Amun Anon, Kiperish Rashi. The Chain Kosav Rashi, Shakol Loshn Hoyve, Pomshon Ebloshn Osid, Avol, with the Adrashi and Rashi, Ere Hu Loshn Osid. Okay, so here is the point that we need with the Targum. By writing the word Eiro'eh, and so the Targum's translation of Anom Miskelei. When there's a mem in front of the word, it means the present. If the Targum would refer to the future, it would be Anom Yiskelei. Or Anom or the Aleph, Iskele, I will reveal myself. The fact that the Targum puts a mem before the word Gele, the mem Saf, Miskele, this is the present tense. And thus, according to the Targum, the only translation for the cloud is Hashem's cloud. The cloud is Hashem's cloud, and Hashem's cloud is present in the Kodesh HaKadoshim 24/7. The Anani HaKavod did not go away when we entered into Eretz Yisrael, when we came in, on Sukkot we celebrate the Anani HaKavod. So we think, once we came into Eretz Yisrael, the Anani HaKavod, they disappeared. No, the Anani HaKavod just went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Anani HaKavod represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu's divine presence. And the fact that this is over here in the word Anon Miskalei, which is Lashon Hoyveh, it's continuous, it means that Nani HaKavod are always there, 24/7. If you learn like Rashi's second interpretation, that the Anani HaKavod, the cloud is not the cloud of Hashem, but rather it's a human-made cloud that is formed through the Ketores, then it should be Anon Eskalei. I will reveal myself when you bring the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because there is no cloud at that moment in time. So therefore, Rashi over here, now we have basically Machlech and Rashi and Targum as to what is the possible interpretation. And it looks very clear, the base Kapari, base Kodesh HaKadoshim, base Kaparis, Kishon and Kaparis, Lechim Loshna Mikra, Bidu Rayon, Loshna Mishnah, Targum, Yenison, the Dvir, Mitukum, base Kapari, okay, Pariches, this is going over here, the Pariches, Elo shetzorich ian shav shemotzina shoy ona al mishkan kuloi heichon motzina shoy ona al kodesh hakadoshim kosepos baneach. He answers shetzorich kol chadim sukkim b'vosh hakavos lo hoyu rak b'shul kitzu la'orin elo hi kli b'fnei atzma elo shemakoyma al ha'orin. And therefore, if he says moving haloshim base kaparta shakevad shahoyu kli b'fnei atzma eshal l'kol l'chol habayis al shema. He's saying a very important thing. There's a very important study thing over here. And that is, we know the Oroin was covered with the Kapoiris. On top of the Oroin was a thick chunk of gold from which the two Keruvim emanated. It was one chunk of gold which they chiseled out the two Keruvim. Now, what was the purpose of the Kapoiris? So the simple understanding is, the Kapiris was there to do one thing only, to cover the Oroin. If the Kapiris' function is to cover the Oroin, it is Tofel to the Oroin. It's a Tofel. The Oroin is the Ikar. In the Oroin are the Luchais. This is the storage location for the Luchais. And on top of the Oroin is the Kapara is a cover. If that would be true, then it would not be possible for the Pasuk to say, the Pasuk says, quote, Mibes la Parachas. The Al Yavon Bechol Eisel Kodesh. And what Mibes means, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. This is the Targum. So this is the Chidush of the Targum. The Pasuk says, Ki Be'anon, in a cloud, and when we have Machlekes, Rashi, and Ungolus, the Pasha Pshat, Rashi's first Pshat is like the Targum's Pshat, which means, it means Hashem's cloud. Rashi's second interpretation means the cloud of the Kohen Gadol that is made through the Ketores. I will Eroeh. Eroeh can either mean in the present tense or the future tense, depending on who the honor is. Al HaKapores. Now, if you wouldn't know better, you would say, what is the Kapores? The Kapores is nothing more than a cover for the Oron. If that is the case, then fine, so be it, okay, no problem. But the Targum here has added in one word that is explosive. He adds in Are ba'anono, anon miskele, present tense, which means that my divine presence is always there, al, this word. What in the world is this word doing here? The base, Kapore. No one would call the Kodesh HaKadoshim the bias of the cover. If you have a pot, an exotic pot, and you store the pot in a room, you would say this is the pot room. No one says this is the cover or the cover room. You don't do that. If you have a whole room of pots, so you say go into the pot room, the room where we store the pots. You don't say the room where we store the cover of the pots. It's ridiculous. Okay, think about that. A storage facility for pots. And every pot has its cover. You don't say this is the storage facility of the cover of the pots. Because the cover is nothing more than a tofel to the pot. If the kapores is nothing more than a cover for the aron, you don't call this chamber, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the chamber of the cover of the aron. You don't do that. It's the chamber of the aron. Yet here it says, it's the chamber of the Kapoiris, the base Kapoiris, the chamber of the Kapoiris, which he explains, is teaching you an incredible chiddush, is that the kapoyres is not a cover. Olam shavar. The kapoyres is not a cover for the aron. The kapoyres is an independent utensil, an independent part of the Beis HaMikdash that has nothing to do with the aron. Let's say, for argument's sake, the aron would disappear. There would be no aron. No aron, no, but we have some kapoyres, so make the kapoyres. Just have the kapoyres. Without the aron. What do you mean, a cover without a pot? It's not a cover. It just happens to be that the location where they put the kapoyres was on top of the aron. But it's not a cover. It's an independent article which is there to be the resting place of the divine presence. Not like what the common man would think. And how do you know that? You know it from one word in the Targum. It's called the base kapora. Okay, so hopefully we learned some chiddush over here by the two doctors, by the two different reasons why they died, the repetition of Ayimutsu. We learned about this idea of the base kaporas. And we learned the machlokes, what is the meaning of the word be'anon? Does it mean the Hashem's divine presence, that in Hashem's cloud? Or does it mean the cloud of Aaron? Unkelus, from the fact that he says that Hashem's presence is there 24/7, all the time, must mean that he holds that it is Hashem's divine presence, Hashem's cloud. And only Rashi is the one that says, it refers to the possible pshad is of thirst. Okay, we'll leave it with that. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful evening. Yitzchak, we'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Shkaya. Thank you very much.